Italian Wine Podcast. Cin Cin with Italian Wine People.
Hello, this is the Italian Wine Podcast with me, Monty Ward, and my guest today is Primo Franco. Primo is from the Nino Franco estate in the town of Valdobbiadene in Treviso province in the Veneto region of Italy. Did I get all that correct?
Yes, you're perfect.
Okay. So tell me, your estate is famed for its sparkling wines under the Valdobbiadene Prosecco Superiore DOCG.
Exactly, correct. Yes, you know, this is an old family business. It means that my grandfather started the job, I would say, 1918, so last year has been our 100th anniversary. And I am the third generation, and then there is Silvia, which is the fourth one, which is working with us. And we are only producing Prosecco as a sparkling wine. It's a family-run company, you know, around 1 million bottles per year, 70% in the export market, and our main market is actually the U.S. country and North America.
Okay, so one of your wines did very well at, I think, either Five Star or Opera Wine, is that correct?
I beg your pardon?
Which wine are we talking about today? Because I don't know what I'm talking about.
We are talking about Prosecco Primo Franco. This was the wine that we are supposed to present at Opera Wine. Opera Wine in Verona, they asked us for one of our wine, and we decided to choose. Actually, you're supposed to open a Geroboam, which is a 3 liter of Prosecco Primo Franco, 2017. Today we will open, if you like, a bottle of the Geroboam. But this is something that is quite a special, traditional Prosecco. This is the first wine that I made by myself after my father passed away in 1982. You know, because it was an old family business, my grandfather and my father also, they're always putting aside the bottle from the different vintages. And it was the first September of 1983, and with some friend in the business, we opened the bottle for my grandfather from the vintage in 1955. And it was, even it was 20, more than 20 years old, it was an outstanding Prosecco with the old style of residual sugar. You know, Prosecco in the past used to be the wine for the end, so it used to be the wine for the panettone, the focaccia, Easter time. And we discovered this incredible, young, more than 20 year old Prosecco. And they said, Primo, why don't you start again from this wine, going back? You know, we are only doing Brut as a dosage, which is the most drinkable, the wine that you drink as an aperitivo, and then you can go ahead. And we did something special for the region because we decided to choose a part of a vineyard, a large vineyard, a small part, the meaning of the single vineyard. And then using, at the end of the set of fermentation, having an agar, a residual sugar, so instead of having the residual brut going next to 28, 30 grams of residual sugar. And then I reprint my grandfather label that was a very simple but very elegant label. And reproducing all this style. And it was, I would say, you know, quite a success because because the wine was very good, actually. You know?
When you say it's obviously got that little bit of sweetness, if you and me are going to have dinner together, which would you, what food would you serve with that wine if I was coming to dinner with you?
Well, first of all, let's say that the balance between sugar, acidity, pH, the body of the wine is, allow me to say, quite good. So I would say we can start with the prosciutto crudo di Parma or San Daniele. They are very sweet. You can use it with a raw fish. You can use it with all these kind of appetizers. But you know, also, I would say that, you know, Prosecco is mainly a lifestyle. So you, when you sit at the table with friends and you start drinking a glass of Prosecco, you smell the wine for the first time, and then you start, you know, you don't steer, you know, the wine. You start drinking pleasantly and then relax when you're talking with your friends. And maybe if you are in a local osteria, you also order, maybe there is an open fire drill, and you maybe open, you order a steak. And you are relaxed, you are drinking Prosecco, and the steak arrives at your table. And you don't need to change the color of the wine, and you go ahead drinking steak and Prosecco. And you know, this belongs from the tradition, because people in the past, they were used to drink and eat what it was locally, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it was convenient, I guess, as well, as if that's your local wine, you drink it with your local food, and it matches well together. What about things like cheese? You say that wine had a little bit of sweetness.
Of course. We can also have at the end with some cheese. Of course, you know, once again, I wouldn't say any kind of blue cheese or this kind of, what we say, Erborinati cheese, you know? But why not with a beautiful, very aged Parmigiano Reggiano, which is, you know, a monumental cheese, because if you think that it's the only cheese that you can eat at any age, you know? So it's perfect.
If you didn't have a wine business, you had to change career. It could be anything you want. And
I was 13 years old, Dad, and I said to my father, I would like to be an architect, you know. And he said, I'm sorry, you are the old male of this big family in the wine business, and so your destiny is following the family business. So they sent me far home, in Conegliano, in this enological school, which was the most famous in Italy. And it was 13 years old, 1961, and I came back in 1967. Graduated in enology, and then, you know, at that time, wine was part of the everyday diet. But we were, you know, my father, he was bottling wine in 1 liter bottle, 2 liters, Damigiane, barrels, all these kind of things. And I would say, I threw from the windows all these things, and I decided to focus myself only in the sparkling. I again sparkling wine, Prosecco.
Obviously, you didn't become an architect, but you've been very successful as a producer of sparkling wine. I want to say thank you very much for speaking with us today. We wish you and your family estate and Prosecco in general, especially Di Valle d'Abbiadene, every success in the future, when and hopefully we can meet face to face at some time. We can look at your vineyards, which look absolutely spectacular. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Monty. See you. Bye-bye. Ciao.
Ciao. Ciao. Ottimo. Bravissimo.
Ciao.
Listen to the Italian Wine Podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We're on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Himalaya FM, and more. Don't forget to subscribe and rate the show. If you enjoy listening, please consider donating through ItalianWinePodcast.com. Any amount helps cover equipment, production, and publication costs. Until next time, cin cin.